You're on the state executive committee.
Yes, I am.
We have, I think, a political problem here. Nashville and Tennessee, and particularly the 5th Congressional District in Tennessee, has become what I call a carpetbagger magnet. Carpetbaggers are just coming from everywhere. Every time you turn around, there's another carpetbagger declaring their candidacy for the Republican nomination in the 5th Congressional District. If you go to the Tennessee Star today, one of our top stories is this. It's by Aaron Gulbranson. GOP primary for Tennessee's 5th Congressional District attracts another carpetbagger. This would be the third. Recent New York transplant David Vitale, who told a magazine he's a JFK Democrat and may run for president of the United States in 2024, has joined fellow carpetbaggers Morgan Ortegas and Robbie Starbuck in the Republican primary for the Tennessee's 5th Congressional District. In an interview conducted by Metropolitan Luxury Magazine in May of 2021, Vitale talked about his luxurious property in New York State, which he stated was a 15-minute helicopter flight from his helipad to Manhattan. In 2022, he said, from New York State, I will be running for the U.S. Congress in the state of Tennessee. I'm an independent. I'm running in a Republican caucus. I'm a constitutionalist by trade. I tell my very dear friends who are Democrats, I'm a JFK Democrat. Now, this guy's pulled papers to run in the 5th Congressional District. Now, you are a state executive committee member.
Yes.
And the way the GOP bylaws work, there is a standard that the Republican Party has set for determining the Republican bona fides of candidates who claim to be Tennessee Republicans and want to get on the ballot, right? And one of those standards is you have to vote in 3 of the last 4 statewide Republican primaries for statewide office. As I look at that standard, I look at these 3 carpetbaggers, Morgan Ortegas, who registered to vote here like 2 months before she announced her candidacy, hadn't lived here ever until then. She registered to vote in November of 2021. Robbie Starbuck registered to vote here in July of Robert Starbuck Newsom, registered to vote in July of 2019, declared in an interview with another radio station here in town that he was not a full-time resident of Tennessee until after August of 2020. By my standards, neither of those would be qualify to be on the ballot. This Vitale guy wouldn't qualify either. The challenges have been made, we're told, to all 3 of these candidates. You are on the 12-member committee?
That's right.
Of the state executive committee that will adjudicate those challenges.
That's right.
What's going to happen there? Will these 3 carpetbaggers be thrown off the ballot by the Republican Party and this committee you're on? What's the state of that situation right now?
Well, first of all, there's a lot of opportunity in Tennessee, straight across the board, a lot of opportunity and a lot of political opportunity and excitement regarding the redistricting. And at the congressional level, you do have people that come up and they want to run, well, really at any level. But again, that redistricting has several candidates who have thrown their name in the hat. But what the state executive committee is charged with doing is adjudicating by an objective standard. So we do have criteria. You meet it or you don't meet it. If you don't meet the criteria, you're challenged. If you're not challenged, then you are automatically assumed to be a bona fide candidate, which, again, that's just how the bylaws are stated at this point. But you need to be challenged first. And then
our sources tell us all 3 of these carpetbaggers, Morgan Ortegas, Robbie Starbuck, Robert Starbuck Newsom, and David Vitale have been challenged. And Scott Golden, the chairman, tells us once a challenge is made, you're off the ballot, and the adjudication process is to determine whether or not you get restored to the
ballot. 1 minute.
Okay. And we have not been made aware of those challenges yet.
Mm-hmm. But you will be.
We will be. We will be. And then Chairman Golden he'll tell us about the challenges. We will then hear a vouch. Or we should to those
from
challenges.
These other 3.
If someone comes to vouch,
and then
for
you'll
them,
determine,
and then we will determine who ends up on the ballot.
When
or
will
not.
This final decision be made?
That decision will be made as soon as Chairman Golden calls us to meet and to discuss, to hear the challenge, and then to hear the vouch.
Sometime between now and April 7th or April 21st?
That's my understanding, yes.
Michelle Forman, candidate for the GOP nomination in the 59th District of the Tennessee General Assembly House of Representatives. Thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
A great day. And come back again if you would, please.
I absolutely will, Michael.
We'll be back with the original All-Star panelist, Crom Carmichael, after this.